The social networking app Grindr claims 2.5 million users worldwide. Most are gay men who use it to meet and interact with each other. But NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that the founders of Grindr now want to take their success to straight people.
If you're looking for a gay man, you can download a form of gaydar for free at the App Store. When millions of men hear that sound, they know they got a message on Grindr. The whole thing was Joel Simkai's idea.
Very, very simple app using location and GPS, and it shows you profiles of other users and guys who are often within walking distance of you.
It tells you how far the nearest person with the app is, down to a few feet. You can use Grindr to chat with them or share photos.
We're big believers in bringing down kind of the barriers out there and having you meet people that are right next to you. That's what Grindr's all about.
And gay men are using Grindr to meet each other. You can see how ubiquitous Grindr has become in the gay world by going to Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. The very first person I met was Chris Lewis. He was walking down the street with Grindr open on his phone.
With person A, you could be talking about, okay, the latest and greatest news, what's happening. With this person over here, you could be talking about, you know, what you gonna do for the weekend. And then this person over here is trying to get at you, so then you could be sexting that person all at the same time.
You can't avoid Grindr in the gay community. That's according to Josh Jackson and Kevin Held.
Well, I don't know about the whole world, but I know that if you log on in this area, you'll see about, 200 people within a mile of you.
I would have to agree with that.
The founders of Grindr want to tap into the straight hookup culture as well. The new app is called Blender. Joel Simkai demonstrates by showing me a woman on Blender who's just a few dozen feet away.
So here we have some information about her. She's from Arizona. It talks about her high school, where she went to college, where she works. And then if you'd like, you can chat with her. And the other thing you can also see in people's profiles is their interests.
So this woman here is a Buddhist, and she likes disco.
Right.
So those interests, that is essentially what makes Blender different from Grindr. You can sort or filter people so you can find someone near you who's interested in, say, knitting or your college football team or simply hooking up. But it's not good enough for Melissa Wyatt. She was out on the town in West Hollywood. She says all her gay male friends use Grindr, but Blender is not for her.
I mean, I'd rather like meet somebody who I actually know and comes with references. So, yeah, Grindr is all about, like, I'm going to pretend to be this, this, and this, and that's just a little creepy.
For Blender to succeed, it needs to convince women, says John Cooper Smith. He studies the history of technology at Texas A&M University.
Grindr is essentially a pickup service. You know, how many people in the mainstream are going to want, especially women, are going to want something that public or that open?
Women, he says, are necessarily concerned about their safety. He says the challenge for Grindr is respectability.
Is this something that you want your parents or your kids or your workmates to know that you're using? That's going to be a big challenge for Grindr or any similar service.
Cooper Smith says part of what made Grindr so popular for gay men is that it helped them find more people who are interested in them. The thing is, he says, for women, the problem is often not too little attention, but too much. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
I got to find my baby. I got to find my baby. I got to find my baby.
This is NPR.